Welcome to Stoic Saga Channel. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut, like a hamster on a wheel, just going through the motions? Like your mind is a prison and your thoughts are the bars? Or maybe you're just plain tired of all the belief systems holding you back from living your best life? Well, you're not alone. As the great philosopher Plato once said, we can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. So many of us are afraid to step outside of our comfort zones, to challenge the status quo, to question the stories we've been told about ourselves and the world around us. We get so caught up in our own heads, our own limiting beliefs, that we forget we have the power to break free. Think about it. How many times have you talked yourself out of doing something you really wanted to do because you were afraid of what others might think? Or how many times have you let your past mistakes define you instead of learning from them and moving on? As the modern-day philosopher and author Eckhart Tolle puts it, the mind is a superb instrument if used rightly. Used wrongly, however, it becomes very destructive. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a slave to your mind. You can break free from those mental chainsaws and unleash your full potential. You can learn to question your senses, challenge your assumptions, and create a life that's truly your own. And that's what this video is all about. We're going to dive deep into some mind-blowing philosophy that will help you break free from those self-imposed limitations and live a life that's authentic, joyful, and aligned with your true self. So if you're ready to ditch the drama, challenge the status quo, and become the master of your own mind, then get ready for a wild ride. This is about to get real. In today's video, we're continuing our self-development series from the previous episodes. If you're new here or missed the last one, you can check out all the episodes in the playlist that'll pop up at the end of this video. These lessons aren't just educational content. They're a daily, all-encompassing approach to life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you're digging this series, show some love by liking the video and dropping a "keep it up" in the comments below. Lesson 1. The straight-jacketed soul. Break free from your mental chainsaw. All right, folks, let's talk about something that's a real buzzkill, the straight-jacketed soul. No, we're not talking about literal straight-jackets, although those are definitely a bad time. We're talking about the mental and emotional constraints that we put on ourselves, the self-imposed limitations that keep us from living our fullest, most vibrant lives. The prison of our own making. We all have dreams, aspirations, and desires, but sometimes we get so caught up in fear, doubt, and insecurity that we end up sabotaging ourselves. We tell ourselves we're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy enough. We let our past mistakes define us. Our anxieties paralyze us, and our limiting beliefs hold us back. As the philosopher Plato put it, we can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. In other words, it's not the darkness that holds us back. It's our own fear of stepping into the light. The shackles of conformity. We live in a society that often pressures us to conform, to fit in, to follow the crowd. We're told what to wear, what to think, what to believe, and how to behave. But when we try to squeeze ourselves into a mold that doesn't fit, we end up feeling suffocated, unfulfilled, and disconnected from our true selves. As the philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson put it, to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. So, how do we break free from these self-imposed limitations and unleash our full potential? 1. Self-awareness. The first step is to become aware of the mental and emotional straitjackets we're wearing. What are the limiting beliefs that are holding us back? What are the fears and insecurities that are keeping us small? Once we identify these constraints, we can start to challenge them and break free. 2. Self-acceptance. We all have flaws, imperfections, and quirks. Instead of trying to hide or suppress them, embrace them as part of what makes you unique and beautiful. As the saying goes, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. 3. Self-expression. Don't be afraid to express your true self, even if it means going against the grain. Wear what you want, say what you think, and pursue your passions, regardless of what others might think. As the artist Frida Kahlo said, I am my own muse. I am the subject I know best, the subject I want to know better. 4. Challenge the status quo. Don't just accept the way things are. Question the rules, challenge the norms, and think outside the box. As the philosopher Socrates said, the unexamined life is not worth living. 5. Take risks. Growth and transformation often require us to step outside our comfort zones and take risks. Don't let fear hold you back. As the entrepreneur Richard Branson said, if somebody offers you an amazing opportunity, but you're not sure you can do it, say yes, then learn how to do it later. Real-world examples, because philosophy is best served with a side of reality. The closeted artist. An aspiring artist who's afraid to share their work with the world because they fear criticism or rejection. By embracing their creativity and sharing their art, they can break free from their self-imposed limitations and find their voice. The conformist employee. A corporate employee who feels stifled by the rigid rules and expectations of their workplace. By speaking up, challenging the status quo, and advocating for change, they can create a more fulfilling and authentic work experience. The people pleaser. A person who constantly puts the needs of others before their own, sacrificing their own happiness and well-being in the process. By setting boundaries, learning to say no, and prioritizing their own needs, they can break free from the people-pleasing trap and live a more authentic life. The bottom line. The straitjacketed soul is a prison of our own making, but it's a prison we can escape. By cultivating self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-expression, challenging the status quo, and taking risks, we can break free from our self-imposed limitations and live a life that's truly our own. As the poet Maya Angelou said, I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So, go out there and make yourself feel alive. Lesson 2. Wealth and freedom are free. Your mind is a billionaire's playground. All right, folks, let's talk about something that sounds too good to be true. Wealth and freedom being free. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and thinking this is some hippy-dippy nonsense, hear me out. We're not talking about winning the lottery or inheriting a fortune. We're talking about a different kind of wealth and freedom, the kind that comes from within, the kind that can't be bought or sold, the kind that's available to everyone, regardless of their bank account balance. The illusion of material wealth. We live in a society that equates wealth with material possessions, fancy cars, designer clothes, luxurious vacations. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that we need more stuff to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. But the truth is, material wealth is fleeting. It can be lost, stolen, or destroyed. And even if we manage to accumulate a ton of stuff, it doesn't guarantee happiness or inner peace. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, it is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor. In other words, true wealth is not about how much you have, but how much you appreciate what you have. The freedom of the mind. True freedom is not about being able to do whatever you want, whenever you want. It's about being free from the tyranny of your own desires, fears, and anxieties. It's about having the mental and emotional resilience to face life's challenges with grace and equanimity. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control. In other words, we can find freedom by focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our attitudes, and letting go of what we can't. The billionaire mindset. So, what does it mean to have a billionaire mindset? It's not about having $1 billion in the bank. It's about cultivating a mindset of abundance, gratitude, and inner peace. It's about recognizing that true wealth and freedom are not found in external things, but in our own minds and hearts. Here's how to cultivate a billionaire mindset. 1. Practice gratitude. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your family, your friends, your talents, your experiences. Gratitude is the key to unlocking abundance. 2. Focus on what you can control. Don't waste your energy worrying about things you can't change. Focus on what you can control, your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. 3. Embrace simplicity. Let go of the need for more stuff, more status, more recognition. Embrace a simpler, more minimalist lifestyle. As the saying goes, the best things in life aren't things. 4. Invest in yourself. Invest your time, energy, and resources in your personal growth and development. Read books, take courses, learn new skills, and cultivate your passions. 5. Give back. One of the most rewarding ways to use your wealth and freedom is to give back to others. Volunteer your time, donate to charity, or simply be kind and generous to those around you. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The minimalist millionaire. Many successful entrepreneurs and investors have embraced a minimalist lifestyle, focusing on experiences and relationships rather than material possessions. They've found that true wealth comes from living a life of purpose and meaning, not from accumulating stuff. The volunteer CEO. Some of the most successful CEOs in the world, like Patagonia's Yvon Chouinard, have made philanthropy and social responsibility a core part of their business model. They understand that true wealth is not just about financial success, but about making a positive impact on the world. The happy camper. You don't have to be rich to be happy. In fact, studies have shown that once your basic needs are met, additional income has a diminishing effect on happiness. People who prioritize experiences, relationships, and personal growth often report higher levels of life satisfaction than those who focus solely on accumulating wealth. The bottom line: wealth and freedom are not about having a lot of money or material possessions. They're about having a rich inner life, a sense of purpose, and the freedom to live according to your values. By cultivating a billionaire mindset, you can unlock the true wealth and freedom that are available to you right now, regardless of your financial circumstances. As the philosopher Lao Tzu put it, "He who is contented is rich." Lesson 3. Don't tell yourself stories. Your brain's a drama queen. Don't let it run the show. All right, folks, let's have a little chat about the stories we tell ourselves. No, we're not talking about bedtime stories or fairy tales, although those can be fun. We're talking about the narratives we create in our minds about ourselves, others, and the world around us. We're talking about the stories that shape our beliefs, our emotions, and our actions. The narrative ninjas. Our brains are like little narrative ninjas, constantly weaving stories to make sense of the world. It's a survival mechanism that helped our ancestors understand their environment and predict potential threats. But in today's world, our storytelling abilities can sometimes work against us. We tell ourselves stories about why we're not good enough, why we'll never succeed, why other people have it better than us. We create narratives that are filled with fear, doubt, and self-limiting beliefs. And the more we repeat these stories, the more we believe them, and the more they shape our reality. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, it's not things that upset us, but our judgments about things. In other words, it's not the events themselves that cause us pain, but the stories we tell ourselves about those events. The Storyteller's Toolkit. 1. Awareness. The first step is to become aware of the stories you're telling yourself. Pay attention to your thoughts, your self-talk, and the narratives that pop up in your mind throughout the day. Are they helpful? Are they accurate? Are they serving you? 2. Challenge your assumptions. Don't just accept your stories at face value. Question them, challenge them, and look for evidence to support or refute them. Are you basing your stories on facts, or are you just making assumptions? 3. Reframe your narrative. If you find yourself telling a negative or self-limiting story, try reframing it. Look for a more positive, empowering, or realistic perspective. For example, instead of saying, "I'm a failure," say, "I'm learning and growing." 4. Focus on the present. Our stories often revolve around the past or the future. By focusing on the present moment, we can break free from the grip of our narratives and experience the world as it truly is. 5. Practice. Self-compassion. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience challenges. Instead of beating yourself up with negative self-talk, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The job interview. Instead of telling yourself, "I'm going to bomb this interview," tell yourself, "I'm prepared, I'm qualified, and I'm going to do my best." The breakup. Instead of telling yourself, "I'll never find love again," tell yourself, "This is an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. I'm worthy of love, and I'll find it again." The setback. Instead of telling yourself, "I'm a failure," tell yourself, "This is just a temporary setback. I'll learn from this experience and come back stronger." The bottom line. We are the authors of our own stories. We have the power to choose the narratives we tell ourselves, and those narratives shape our reality. By becoming aware of our stories, challenging our assumptions, reframing our narratives, focusing on the present, and practicing self-compassion, we can break free from the self-limiting stories that hold us back and create a more empowering, joyful, and fulfilling life. Lesson 4. Don't trust the senses. Your brain's a hallucination machine. Don't get tripped up. All right, folks, let's dive into a mind-bending concept. Your senses are lying to you. No, I'm not saying you're hallucinating, although, hey, maybe you are. Who am I to judge? What I'm saying is that our senses, while useful for navigating the physical world, are not always reliable sources of truth. the sensory illusion. Our brains are constantly bombarded with sensory information, sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touch. But what we perceive is not always an accurate representation of reality. Our brains filter, interpret, and even distort this information based on our past experiences, our expectations, and our biases. As the philosopher Plato put it in his Allegory of the Cave, we're like prisoners chained to a wall, only able to see shadows of the real world. Our senses are like those shadows. They give us a glimpse of reality, but they're not the whole picture. The Matrix glitch. Think of it like a glitch in the Matrix. What you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell isn't always what's really there. Your brain is constantly filling in the gaps, making assumptions, and creating a seamless experience for you. But sometimes those assumptions are wrong, and the reality you perceive is a distorted version of the truth. Why question your senses? 1. Avoid misinterpretations. By questioning our senses, we can avoid misinterpreting situations and jumping to conclusions. We can learn to pause, gather more information, and consider different perspectives before making a judgment. 2. Overcome biases. Our senses are often biased by our past experiences, our cultural conditioning, and our personal preferences. By questioning our senses, we can become more aware of these biases and strive for a more objective understanding of the world. 3. Expand your perception. Our senses are limited. We can only perceive a small fraction of the electromagnetic spectrum, a narrow range of sounds, and a limited number of tastes and smells. By questioning our senses, we can open ourselves up to the possibility of a wider, richer reality. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. By cultivating mindfulness, we can become more aware of our sensory experiences and how our minds interpret them. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The optical illusion. Optical illusions are a classic example of how our senses can deceive us. The image we see is not always the reality that exists. The placebo effect. The placebo effect demonstrates the power of our minds to influence our physical experiences. Even when we're given a sugar pill instead of a real drug, our belief that we're receiving treatment can lead to real physiological changes. The witness testimony. Eyewitness testimony is notoriously unreliable. Our memories are often distorted by our emotions, our biases, and our expectations. This is why it's important to corroborate eyewitness accounts with other evidence. The bottom line. Your senses are not infallible. They're tools that can help you navigate the world, but they're also prone to errors, biases, and distortions. By questioning your senses, you can develop a more critical, nuanced, and accurate understanding of reality. As the philosopher René Descartes put it, "I doubt, therefore, I think, therefore, I am." Lesson 5. Don't unintentionally hand over your freedom. Your mind ain't a public restroom. Keep it clean. All right, folks. Let's have a heart-to-heart about something precious, your freedom. No, not the freedom fries kind of freedom, but the mental and emotional freedom to think for yourself, make your own choices, and live a life that's true to your values. The freedom snatchers. In today's world, there are a lot of forces vying for your attention, your time, and your energy. From advertisers to politicians to social media influencers, everyone seems to have an agenda, a message they want to implant in your brain. But here's the thing, When you let these external forces dictate your thoughts and emotions, you're essentially handing over your freedom. You're becoming a puppet, a slave to the whims and desires of others. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, if a person gave away your body to some passerby, you'd be furious. Yet you hand over your mind to anyone who comes along so they may abuse you, leaving it disturbed and troubled. Have you no shame in that? The mental fortress. Your mind is your most valuable asset. It's your control center, your decision maker, your source of creativity and innovation. It's what makes you, you. So why would you let anyone else take over the reins? Think of your mind as a fortress. It needs to be protected from invaders, from toxic thoughts, from negative influences. It needs to be a sanctuary, a place where you can think clearly, make sound decisions, and cultivate inner peace. So, how do we build this mental fortress and protect our freedom of thought? 1. Guard the gates. Be mindful of what you let into your mind. Choose your information sources wisely. Limit your exposure to negativity, propaganda, and sensationalism. As the saying goes, garbage in, garbage out. 2. Cultivate critical thinking. Don't just accept everything you hear or read at face value. Question everything, challenge assumptions, and seek out diverse perspectives. As the philosopher Socrates famously said, the unexamined life is not worth living. 3. Protect your attention. In today's world of constant distractions, attention is a precious commodity. Learn to focus your attention on what truly matters. Turn off notifications, put away your phone, and create space for deep work and uninterrupted thinking. 4. Choose your influences. Wisely, surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you to grow. Avoid toxic relationships and negative influences that drain your energy and cloud your judgment. As the saying goes, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. 5. Take responsibility. Ultimately, your freedom of thought is your responsibility. Don't blame others for your beliefs, your opinions, or your actions. Take ownership of your mind and make conscious choices about what you allow to influence you. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The social media. Detox. Many people find that taking regular breaks from social media can help them reclaim their mental freedom and reduce anxiety and depression. The news fast. Instead of constantly consuming news, which is often biased and sensationalized, try taking a news fast for a week or two. See how it affects your mood, your perspective, and your overall well-being. The mindful media diet. Be intentional about the media you consume. Choose books, podcasts, and documentaries that challenge you, educate you, and inspire you. The bottom line, your freedom of thought is your birthright. Don't let anyone take it away from you. By guarding the gates of your mind, cultivating critical thinking, protecting your attention, choosing your influences wisely, and taking responsibility for your own thoughts and beliefs, you can create a mental fortress that will withstand any attack and allow you to live a life of true freedom and autonomy. As the philosopher Immanuel Kant put it, enlightenment is man's release from his self-incurred tutelage. Lesson 6. Find the right scene, your guide to curating your life's soundtrack. All right, folks, let's talk about setting the scene. No, we're not talking about staging a Broadway production or planning a party, although those can be fun. We're talking about something deeper, more personal, the art of creating an environment that supports your well-being, your creativity, and your overall happiness. The scene stealer. Think of your life as a movie. The scenes you choose to focus on, the characters you surround yourself with, and the soundtrack you play in the background all have a profound impact on your experience. If your life is a constant drama, a never-ending comedy of errors, or a monotonous grind, it's time to change the channel. As the philosopher Epictetus put it, it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. In other words, we have the power to choose how we experience life, even when things don't go our way. The director's cut. 1. Choose your cast. The people you surround yourself with have a huge impact on your mood, your mindset, and your overall well-being. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who lift you up and inspire you to be your best self. As Jim Rohn famously said, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. 2. Set the stage. Your physical environment plays a significant role in your mental and emotional state. Create a space that's clean, organized, and aesthetically pleasing. Surround yourself with things that inspire you, motivate you, and bring you joy. 3. Curate your soundtrack. Music has a powerful effect on our emotions and our energy levels. Create a playlist that reflects your mood and aspirations. Choose music that motivates you, calms you, or simply makes you happy. 4. Craft your rituals. Rituals are intentional actions that we repeat regularly to create a sense of structure, meaning, and purpose in our lives. This could be anything from a morning meditation practice to a weekly family dinner to a daily walk in nature. 5. Embrace change. Life is constantly changing, and so are our needs and preferences. Don't be afraid to experiment with different scenes, characters, and soundtracks until you find what works for you. As the philosopher Heraclitus put it, the only constant in life is change. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The digital detox. Feeling overwhelmed by technology? Create a tech-free zone in your home, turn off notifications, and spend more time offline. The creative workspace. Need a boost of creativity? Design a workspace that inspires you, with plenty of natural light, plants, and inspiring artwork. The morning routine. Want to start your day on the right foot? Create a morning ritual that includes meditation, exercise, journaling, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in peace. The social circle upgrade. Feeling drained by negative people? Surround yourself with positive, supportive friends who lift you up and make you laugh. The bottom line, you are the director of your own life. You have the power to choose the scene, the cast, and the soundtrack. By creating an environment that supports your well-being, your creativity, and your overall happiness, you can live a life that's more fulfilling, joyful, and meaningful. As the philosopher William James put it, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." Lesson 7. Find yourself a Kato, your personal Jiminy Cricket, but way more hardcore. All right, folks, let's talk about accountability partners. No, we're not talking about your gym buddy who guilt trips you into going to spin class. We're talking about something deeper, more philosophical. The idea of having someone in your life who holds you to a higher standard, who challenges you to be your best self, and who calls you out when you're slipping. The Cato concept. In ancient Rome, Cato the Younger was known for his unwavering principles, his moral integrity, and his uncompromising commitment to virtue. He was the kind of guy who wouldn't hesitate to call out his friends or even his enemies when they were acting out of line. As Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, put it, "Choose yourself a Cato, someone whose way of life as well as words have won your approval. Be always pointing him out to yourself, either as your guardian or as your model. In other words, find someone you admire, someone whose values and actions you respect, and use them as a role model and a source of inspiration. Why a Kato? 1. Moral compass. A Kato can serve as your moral compass, guiding you towards ethical decision-making and helping you stay true to your values. They can offer a different perspective, challenge your assumptions, and help you see the bigger picture. 2. Accountability, partner. A Kato can hold you accountable for your actions and choices. They can call you out when you're slacking, encourage you when you're struggling, and celebrate your successes with you. 3. Source of inspiration. A Kato can inspire you to be a better person. By observing their actions and emulating their virtues, you can raise your own standards and strive for excellence in all areas of your life. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The mentor-mentee relationship. Many successful people have mentors who have played a crucial role in their personal and professional development. Mentors offer guidance, support, and a sounding board for ideas. The accountability group. Accountability groups are a popular way for people to stay on track with their goals, whether it's losing weight, starting a business, or writing a book. By sharing their goals and progress with others, they create a sense of accountability and mutual support. The inner Kato. You don't necessarily need an external Kato. You can cultivate your own inner Kato by developing a strong sense of self-awareness, setting clear goals, and holding yourself accountable for your actions. How to find your Kato, your personal accountability guru. 1. Identify your values. What are the qualities you admire in others? What kind of person do you want to be? Once you know your values, you can start looking for people who embody those values. 2. Seek out role models. Look for people in your life who inspire you, who challenge you, and who make you want to be a better person. This could be a friend, a family member, a colleague, a mentor, or even a historical figure. 3. Build relationships. Once you've identified your role models, reach out to them and build relationships. This could involve having regular conversations, seeking their advice, or simply observing their behavior and learning from their example. 4. Embrace feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback from your Kato. They can offer valuable insights into your strengths and weaknesses, and help you identify areas where you can improve. The bottom line, having a Kato in your life can be a game changer. It can help you stay on track, make better decisions, and live a more fulfilling life. So, find your Kato, embrace their wisdom, and let them help you become the best version of yourself. As the philosopher Seneca said, associate with people who are likely to improve you. Welcome those whom you are capable of improving. The process is a mutual one. Men learn as they teach. Lesson 8. Living without restriction. Your guide to breaking free from the BS. Belief systems. All right, folks. Let's talk about living without restriction. No. We're not talking about a lawless free-for-all or a hedonistic bender, although those might sound fun for a hot minute. We're talking about a deeper, more philosophical kind of freedom, the freedom from self-imposed limitations, the freedom to live a life that's authentic, joyful, and aligned with our true selves. The restriction racket. We live in a world that's full of restrictions, rules, regulations, expectations, norms. We're told what to wear, what to eat, how to act, what to believe. We're bombarded with messages that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or successful enough. And if we're not careful, we internalize these restrictions and start to believe them. As the philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre put it, man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does. In other words, we have the freedom to choose our own path, but we often choose to live within the confines of societal expectations and self-limiting beliefs. The Unchained Mind. The ancient Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius and Epictetus, understood the importance of mental freedom. They believed that our thoughts and beliefs have a powerful impact on our lives, and that we can choose to free ourselves from the chains of negativity, fear, and self-doubt. As Marcus Aurelius put it, the happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. So, how do we break free from these restrictions and live a life of true freedom? 1. Question everything. Don't just accept the status quo or blindly follow the crowd. Question everything: the rules, the norms, the expectations, your own beliefs. As the philosopher Socrates famously said, the unexamined life is not worth living. 2. Challenge your assumptions. We all have assumptions about ourselves, others, and the world around us, but these assumptions are often based on limited information, past experiences, or cultural conditioning. By challenging our assumptions, we can open ourselves up to new possibilities and new ways of being. 3. Embrace uncertainty. Life is full of uncertainty. We don't know what the future holds, and we can't control everything that happens to us. But by embracing uncertainty, we can learn to let go of the need for control and find freedom in the present moment. 4. Follow your own path. Don't let others dictate your life. Follow your own path, even if it means going against the grain. As the poet Robert Frost put it, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. 5. Live authentically. Be true to yourself. Don't try to be someone you're not. Embrace your quirks, your passions, your unique perspective. As the saying goes, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The career rebel. Instead of following the traditional career path, the career rebel chooses to pursue their passion, even if it means taking a risk or starting their own business. The non-conformist. The non-conformist doesn't care about fitting in or following the latest trends. They dress how they want, express their opinions freely, and live life on their own terms. The spiritual seeker. The spiritual seeker doesn't blindly follow religious dogma or societal expectations. They explore different spiritual paths, question their beliefs, and seek their own truth. The bottom line. Living without restriction is not about breaking the law or indulging in every whim. It's about breaking free from the mental and emotional constraints that hold us back from living our fullest, most authentic lives. It's about embracing our freedom to choose, to think for ourselves, and to create a life that's truly our own. As the philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau put it, man is born free, and everywhere he is in chains. But we have the power to break those chains and live a life of true freedom. Lesson 9. Seeing things as the person at fault does. Walk a mile in their moccasins, even if they're jerks. All right, folks, let's talk about empathy. No, we're not talking about feeling sorry for someone or letting them off the hook for bad behavior. We're talking about the radical act of trying to understand things from another person's perspective, even if they're the one who screwed up. The blame game. It's easy to point fingers and cast blame when things go wrong. It's a natural human reaction to want to find a scapegoat, to make someone else responsible for our pain or frustration. But here's the thing. Blame doesn't solve problems. It just creates more conflict and resentment. As the philosopher Seneca put it, we are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more in imagination than in reality. In other words, we often make things worse by dwelling on the blame game instead of focusing on solutions. The empathy advantage. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. It's about putting yourself in their shoes, seeing the world through their eyes, and feeling what they feel. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why should I empathize with someone who's wronged me? But here's the thing. Empathy doesn't mean condoning bad behavior. It means understanding the motivations, the fears, the insecurities that might have led someone to act the way they did. By practicing empathy, we can 1. Gain a deeper understanding. When we see things from the other person's perspective, we gain a deeper understanding of their actions and motivations. This can help us resolve conflicts, build stronger relationships, and find common ground. 2. Reduce anger and resentment. When we understand why someone acted the way they did, we're less likely to feel angry or resentful towards them. This can free us from the burden of negative emotions and allow us to move forward. 3. Find compassion. Empathy can lead to compassion, the desire to alleviate another person's suffering. When we see the world through their eyes, we're more likely to feel compassion for them, even if they've hurt us. 4. Build stronger relationships. Empathy is the foundation of strong relationships. When we're able to understand and empathize with others, we create a deeper connection and build trust. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The angry customer. Instead of yelling at the customer service representative who made a mistake, try to understand their situation. They might be overworked, underpaid, or dealing with personal problems. By showing empathy, you can de-escalate the situation and find a solution that works for everyone. The difficult coworker. Instead of gossiping about your difficult coworker, try to understand what might be driving their behavior. Are they stressed out? Are they dealing with personal issues? By showing empathy, you might be able to build a better working relationship with them. The estranged family member. If you have a family member you've been feuding with, try to see things from their perspective. What are their fears and insecurities? What are their hopes and dreams? By opening your heart to empathy, you might be able to heal old wounds and rebuild your relationship. The bottom line, empathy is not just a feel-good emotion. It's a powerful tool for understanding, connection, and conflict resolution. By seeing things as the person at fault does, we can break down barriers, build bridges, and create a more compassionate and harmonious world. As the philosopher Plato put it, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle." Lesson 10. One day, it will all make sense. Your cosmic jigsaw puzzle and how to find the missing pieces. All right, folks, let's talk about the big picture. No, we're not talking about your new 85-inch TV, although that's pretty cool. We're talking about the grand scheme of things, the meaning of life, the universe, and everything. We're talking about those moments when you feel lost, confused and like nothing makes sense. The cosmic confusion. Life can be a wild ride, full of unexpected twists and turns. We experience joy, pain, love, loss, success, failure, and everything in between. Sometimes it feels like we're just stumbling through the dark, blindly groping for meaning and purpose. As the philosopher Socrates famously said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." But we could also say, "The unexamined chaos is not worth enduring." So, how do we make sense of the chaos, find meaning in the madness, and piece together the cosmic jigsaw puzzle of our lives? The philosophical framework. 1. Amor fati. Amor fati is a Latin phrase that means love of fate. It's the idea of accepting everything that happens to us, both good and bad, as part of our life's journey. By embracing amor fati, we can find meaning and purpose even in the most difficult circumstances. 2. The interconnectedness of all things. The ancient Stoics believed that everything in the universe is interconnected, that we're all part of a larger whole. By recognizing our interconnectedness, we can develop a sense of compassion, empathy, and responsibility for others. 3. The impermanence of all things. Buddhist philosophy teaches us that everything is impermanent, that change is the only constant. By accepting impermanence, we can learn to let go of attachment, embrace the present moment, and find peace in the midst of chaos. 4. The power of perspective. Our perception of reality is shaped by our beliefs, our experiences, and our biases. By changing our perspective, we can change our experience of the world. As the saying goes, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Real-world examples. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The job loss. A person who loses their job might feel lost and discouraged, but by embracing amor fati and focusing on what they can control, they can use this setback as an opportunity for growth and self-discovery. The breakup. A person who goes through a breakup might feel heartbroken and alone, but by recognizing the impermanence of all things and focusing on self-care, they can heal their wounds and move on to a brighter future. The health crisis. A person facing a health crisis might feel overwhelmed and scared, but by connecting with their inner strength and finding support from loved ones, they can find the courage to face their challenges and emerge stronger on the other side. The bottom line, life doesn't always make sense. But by embracing a philosophical framework that emphasizes acceptance, interconnectedness, impermanence, and perspective, we can find meaning and purpose even in the midst of chaos. As the philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche put it, "He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how." So, find your why, embrace the journey, and trust that one day it will all make sense. All right, folks, that's a wrap on this mind-bending journey through philosophy. We've covered a lot of ground, from challenging our senses to finding our own personal Cato. Remember, life's too short to be stuck in a mental straitjacket. So, break free from those chains, ditch the drama, and start living a life that's truly your own. And hey, if you found this video helpful, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe for more mind-expanding content. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning, and keep living your best life. Peace out.